your attention.
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
We have a great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
It's awesome.
On.
Online anytime. 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Thank you, Lord God. Lord, you're so deserving of our worship. You're so deserving of our praises, oh God. We want to love on you and lift you and give our whole hearts to you and our minds and our bodies, Lord. You can use us. You can use anyone, Lord. You can use me. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for your peace. For we need your peace in this time, in this hour, in our lives, and Father, even in our country, in this state, in this great union of states, Lord God, we pray for your peace and that your joy, that, Lord God, we'd have the strength to go forward and to move on, and that we'd have the strength to forgive, and that we have the strength, Lord God, to do what's right and not what's wrong. Father, in Jesus' name we pray, Lord, have your way, God. Help us, dear God, to deal with and cope with the things that seems to plague us and to bring us down. Father, we ask you, Lord, for unity in the brethren, unity in the church, unity in the community. Father, we ask you now, Lord, help us, God. Father, we pray for our leaders and we pray for those that are in leadership, Lord, that they will stand firm on your word, that they would have the understanding, that they would take the position of what your words say, and that they would help us, Lord God, to make it easier for us to love our neighbor as ourselves. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, God. Rain on us. Rain on us. And Lord, reign in our life as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, I pray today that you look on this people, this assembly, this great number of people that you've blessed today to be here and worship you, in which we've come into your presence, Lord God, and we find that we find joy and pleasures. We thank you, Lord. Father, we also thank you, Lord God, that you've given me clarity of thought and precision of speech, that you've anointed me for this moment, and it's time to speak a word into the ears of your people, that they might be lifted, that they might be encouraged, that they might be edified, Lord God, to be able to do the will of God. Father, right now, God, help us. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for the word. We thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that we cannot even number that you've given us. Even the last breath that we took a minute ago, God, we thank you for that. We thank you for the next breath. We thank you, Lord God, for all you're doing right now and what you're about to do. Thank you, Lord, that you looked over the celestial banners of heaven and poured us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. Lord, you kissed us upon our lips in this moment of worship, and we've become whole in your presence, God, as your bride, as the church. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And Father, after you've done whatever you wanted to do in this service, we glorify you. We'll be careful to give you praise and honor, and we'll join in with the many winged seraphim and the many eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you are holy. You're holy, God. You're holy, and your glory fills the earth. Fills the earth. We thank you now, and we pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Want to use for a thought today and a title or tag to this message: a call to prayer. A call to prayer. His name, understand his name, because his name is a strong tower. We have to know that we can run to it and we can be saved. We have to know that his name, that he said he'll lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He said that it's all about his name. He said there's a name that is above every name. That is the name of Jesus. At that name, every knee shall bow. Every tongue will confess. Is it all right to talk about his name? He said that his name, that demons fear and they tremble at the name of Jesus. So even if I can't get a whole prayer out, I can just call his name and something happens. Jesus, at the mention of his name, something happens. Something supernatural takes place because of the power that is in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. His name is faithful. Oh, hallelujah. He's faithful to his name. He's not going to let his name go. He's not going to let his name go down. You know how it is when you know, that was a while back when we lost our credit rating. It went down in the United States. And what that means is that your name ain't too good no more. That you can borrow a certain amount of money. You know how, you know, if they ask what's your name and all that stuff, and then they run your credit, it's, your name is not good enough for us to give you this. But God's name is good. His name never fails. His name is faithful. He said if you would humble yourselves. Now look, now we need to take the position and posture. He tells us what we need to do. He says our position or our posture should be that we humble ourselves, to bend our knee, to submit to God, to pray, to intercede, to supplicate. He said that's what we need to do. We need to humble ourselves. And many times we're too prideful. Many times we're too built up in ourselves. We're too built up on what we can do. I never forget this guy. He said, Lord, I don't need you to move no mountains for me. You just point me to it and show me, and I can climb the mountain. And I said, Lord, I'm not that prideful. I probably ain't strong enough to climb the mountain. So just if you can move the mountain, I'd appreciate that. Come on and say, man, I'm humble enough to know that there's some things I just shouldn't be saying. I'm humble enough to know that if it's something that I'm looking at in a situation, that God has the wisdom enough on how to handle the situation. So I know how to humble myself and pray. The Bible says that he resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. I don't want to be proud in myself, but I want to give grace. I want God to give grace to me for being humble. Amen. And he says that if we would not only humble ourselves, but if we would just pray, we need to intercede. We need to supplicate. We need to pray. We need to communicate to God. And what's communication to God? It's not a monologue, but it's a dialogue. It is not you giving God a speech or telling God what you want. It is us talking to God and him talking back. And sometimes God is so awesome and complex at the same time that he talks in several ways. Sometimes he talks in silence. Remember what Paul said? I went to the Lord 3 times and he never said a word. But then I went back and he said, my grace is sufficient for. Sometimes God will be silent in a situation. But at least we know that we're talking to him. And then sometimes God will speak to you by his word. His word speaks volumes to me. Every time I open it up, I'm saying, look, how in the world did I open up the Bible on something I really needed to read? How is it that on my Bible app on my phone that something pops up and I'm saying, man, that's something I really needed. God will deal with us in several ways. He'll give us a still, small voice on the inside. He'll give us what we call our first mind, and it's really his mouth, him speaking to us. I wish I had somebody. And so he said that we ought to humble ourselves and begin to pray. Know that we can't handle this. Know that only God can handle this. He said, and as we pray, not only do we need to pray, but we need to what? Seek his face. In other words, we need to seek our worship perpetually. We need to earnestly look for, get this, we need to look for the turning parts. That's what it means, the turning parts. What are you saying now, preacher? I'm saying that we need to seek God to turn the situation. We need to seek God until we see a change. We need to seek God until things begin to shift in the right direction. We need to worship him into the place where we begin to see a change in our life. Even if the change doesn't happen in the other people, at least let the change happen in me. Even if the change doesn't happen all around me, at least get me ready for what's going on, God. That's what I need. I'm seeking him for God to turn some stuff. I'm seeking God so he'll turn my financial situation, that he'll turn my spiritual situation, that he'll turn my family situation, he'll turn my community situation. And so I must seek the Lord. And so when I worship him, I'm worshiping him and getting in his presence. And God sees what we need. And the Bible said he'll supply all I need according to his riches in glory. Y'all with me today?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll slow down and be a little more silent. Seek my face. Notice what he says. Seek my what? We're seeking his hand. We want God to bless us. We want God to, Lord, let your hand move now. We want God to give us something. We're seeking the hand. We're looking at God's hand. But God says, seek my face. If I can get in his face. If I can get that close to his face, oh, come on and say amen. Then I can get his arms. Oh, I wish I had somebody. And then I can be safe in his arms. And not only that, if I get his arms, I got his hands too. And so I don't need to just seek his hand. I need to seek his face. Too many times we look at God as some type of spiritual Santa Claus that gives us gifts. That, oh, I've been good. And yeah, we say we've been good, but we can't say we've been good. You got to let somebody else say that. You can act like you're good, and you can say, well, I've been good. And then you can say, for the last 2 weeks, I've been good. But you got to let somebody else say whether you're good or not. You know how we do the children. You been good? Yes, sir. No, they've been kicked out of school. And then they want them $200 pair of Jordans at Christmas, Xbox, whatever. They want all of that stuff. But and if they're not good, they don't get it. So if God really rewarded us based upon how we act, what would you have today? Oh, it'll look bad for me. I'm telling you, it would be bad for me. I wouldn't have nothing. Probably a wagon to pull nothing in, because I wouldn't have nothing. If he rewarded me on how good I've been, I don't always think the right thoughts. I always say the right things when I'm supposed to. Uh-huh, but the Holy Spirit convicts me. He says, All right. Y'all, I guess I'm the only one in here. Okay, when you see your haters, I'm going to see what you think. Mm-hmm. He says that, seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. My wicked ways, your wicked ways. Now, notice this. He says that if you seek my face and turn from wicked ways, he's not talking to people who are not his. He's talking to his people. So God knows that we can be wicked. Lord have mercy. God knows that we can do some wretched stuff. Uh-huh. God knows that we can get off on some stuff that we shouldn't be on. And so he said, if we can just turn. If we can just, you know, but what the problem is that whatever we're doing got our attention so much that we can't turn. Lord have mercy. We're like Eve. We're gazing at the fruit and we're looking at it. And we're gazing at it. We're so mesmerized with what's going on that we don't even take time to turn from it, because we think we're missing out on something. But I'd rather miss out on something rather than miss out on God. Oh, come on and say amen. And so he said, turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I like this because God tells us this. He says that we need to turn from our wicked ways. We need to repent. And when you repent, the word repent, it means to do something again. And so what that means is that the word P-E-N-T, pent, and re, it means to do something again. Pent is the high place. God is saying now you need to return to the high place that you once were. You need to return. And I don't need to do a 360. Because we keep turning around. Lord got me turning around. But you're still in the same position, doing the same thing. God said do a 180, a bowed face, and turn from your wicked ways. He says turn. And then he says, after you turn, I'll hear you. In other words, God said, after you turn, I'm going to answer you. This is a promise. When God says something, do you know God can't lie? He can do anything but fail, lie, and die. He cannot do those three things. Amen? He cannot do those things. And God said, I'm not man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I should what? Repent. I don't have to change my mind before. I have to repent. And look, he said that if I give a word, heaven and earth will pass away before my word comes back void. My word is here to stay. Oh, have mercy here. Remember, I always say this. Remember when Joshua, this day I'll give you victory. And the sun started going down. It was about to be night. And God had told Joshua, you're going to have victory today. And Joshua looked up and he saw the sun going down. And he said, hold on, God. You said, I got victory today. So sun, you got to stay where you are. And moon, you got to stay where you are. And God extended the day just so that his word would come to pass. And Joshua got the victory. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, this is a promise. If God says something, that ought to settle it for us. Because God, when he says something, it's a promise. The devil can't stop it. And I know you've been saying, I ain't going to say nothing because I don't want the devil in my business. He already trying to get in your business. Let me tell you that. He's already trying to stop you, but he can't because of what God said. I don't want people to know. I know. You can tell all the world whatever you want to tell them. If God said it, I don't care who know it. I don't care if it's President Obama. If he knows it and God said it, he can't stop it. I don't care if it's the FBI, the CIA, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Marines, the most powerful army in the world can't stop what God has already said. Do you know that? That I don't care what technology they come out with, they cannot intercept what God has said for you. And if God is going to do it, he's going to do it. God is not a liar. He's going to do exactly what he said. I wish I had somebody. The problem is that we listen to too much of what people say. People saying what the Lord say. No, I want to know what God said for myself. I talk to him regularly, so if he said it, I know it. I don't have to have you, ain't nothing wrong with prophecy, but I don't have to have you to tell me what the Lord said, because I already know in my heart what he said. I already had a conversation with him, so therefore what you saying got to be confirmation. It can't be a surprise to me. Oh, come on and say amen. Oh yeah, somebody can prophesy. Oh, Pastor Holden, you're going to be a doctor at 44 years old. I don't think I'm going to try that. So I know that's a lie. It sound good, it make me feel good, it pump me up and all of that, but I know that's a lie. I know what I am. I know what God called me to be, and I'm going to do what God said. I wish I had somebody. Maybe I'll be a doctor in theology, but not a doctor of medicine. Wish I had somebody here. Oh, come on and give God some praise. Oh, we got to understand that God promises us something that he cannot and will not lie to us, that God will do exactly what he said. The problem that the Pharisees had with Jesus is that Jesus said that if you tear this temple down, then I'll raise it back up in 3 days. They said, oh, we're going to show him. We're going to go ahead and get him killed. We're going to go ahead and martyr him. We'll go ahead and sacrifice him. We'll go ahead and get him done for. And I guarantee he can't come back from this crucifixion, because we ain't seen nobody yet come back from a crucifixion. We ain't seen nobody yet get up from the grave after they beat them with a cat of nine tail whip, after they have slaughtered them and caused them to lose blood and put nails in their hair and pierced them in the side. They died on the cross and nobody's ever come back. Oh, but you haven't met Jesus. I wish I had somebody here, because he showed them that even though you thought you were going to stop this, God raised me on the third day, Sunday morning. He got up early with all power. Do I have a witness? So let me encourage you. Let me encourage you, because just like Jesus, they didn't think Jesus was going to get up. Because nobody had ever got up from a crucifixion. No matter what you're going through, they may tell you, the doctor may say that nobody's ever lived through this, that you may not make it. But guess what? Today you meeting somebody just like Jesus. And guess what? I can make it through this, because if God said it, I believe it. That settles it. With his stripes, I'm... Woo, I'm healed. We need to know that today. We need to know that even though we're afflicted, the Bible said that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him from them all. And so just because somebody else didn't get delivered don't mean that I'm not going to get delivered. Just because a weapon formed up against somebody else and they succumb to the weapon don't mean that I'm going to succumb to it. That means that I got a chance here to be a miracle. I got a chance here for God to do something in my life. I got a chance here for a great testimony. I wish I had somebody. I believe that God is looking for somebody. The Bible said the eyes of the Lord run to and fro the earth looking for one that he can prove himself strong to. God wants to show you how strong he is. God said, let me roll up my sleeve a minute and show you what I can do. Do I have anybody that say, I want to see what God can do? I want God to flex his muscles. I want God to show himself strong in my life. Do I have a witness? Oh, come on. I need about 5 more people, and then we can have church up in here, because all we need to do is pray and let God say what he has to say, and it's going to be all right. God will promise us. He will promise us. He will promise us whatever it is that we need. God will give us what we need. God is the power to lift burdens. Come on and say, man, he is the Rapha. He is the one that heals us. Come on and shout glory to his name. We need to see that God sent a word to be able to deliver us and to heal us. God sent his word. Who's his word? His word is Jesus. And so whatever Jesus said, it ought to be settled in your life. If you believe in the name of the Lord, if you humble yourself and pray, if you begin to do what God said do. Notice what God said. He said, I will hear from heaven. God said, I'll hear you right where I'm at. He said, there ain't no blockade on your prayers. Your prayers will get through to me. I'll hear you from heaven. Oh, come on and shout amen. Did you know, look, my cell phone service goes out in certain places. I've been to West Virginia, no service. I've been to some places in the backwoods of Georgia, no service. But I got a cell phone in my heart that when I call on the name of the Lord, I don't care where I am. God don't need no tower for to get no signal to him. Oh, come on and shout amen. All I got to do is pray. I wish I had somebody here that say, I'm going to pray too. Do you have the same service I have? I don't have Verizon. I don't have Sprint. I don't have AT&T. I got JESUS. Do I have anybody that got the same services I got? I got the Holy Ghost as my agent. I wish I had somebody in here that said, I'm going to call up the Lord. They used to sing a song back in the day. Call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want. Why? Because Jesus is on the main line. Anybody got him on the main line? You see, they used to have party lines back in the day. The young people don't know anything about it. But Jesus was on the main line. That means that any line you pick up, that Jesus was on that line. If you pick up line 1, Jesus is on the line. If you pick up line 2, Jesus, oh, come on and say amen. He's on the main line. You know, to tell him what you want. If God has promised to forgive us, notice what he said here. He said, when I hear your call, I'm going to forgive your sin and I'm going to heal your land. And when God said that, it does something to me to know that God will forgive my sin. But God, you don't know what I did. But God said, yeah, I forgive you. But God, I did it again. But God said, yeah, I know I forgave you. God, I did it one more time. And God said, that's why I sent Jesus, so I don't have to look at your sin. But when I look at you, I look at you through the blood. I look at you cleaned up. I look at you like purity. I look at you justified. I wish I had somebody here that when God forgives us, then God forgives us. It's only the devil that keep bringing it up. The devil keeps saying you ain't no good. Oh yeah, you used to not be no good. The devil say you a liar. Well, I used to tell about 10 a day, but God said I'm clean. God say I'm his child. Do I have any witnesses? Come on and shout, yeah. Come on and shout glory. He said he'll forgive our sin and heal our land. Not only do I need forgiveness, but I need some healing in this land. When we look at what land, I oftentimes say this land is your land, this land is my land, but we need God to heal this land. I'm talking about our flesh. Sometimes it's our flesh because we're made of the dust of the earth. We need God to heal it. I don't know about you, but I need God to heal some things because there's some things that have been planted in there that got me sick. But just because I'm sick don't mean that I'm going to die of the sickness. It means that God can heal me. Do I have any witnesses? The Bible said Jesus came and he healed the sick. He raised the dead. He fed the hungry. He opened blinded eyes. He opened up deaf ears. Do I have anybody that say, I've been blind, but now I see? I wish I had somebody that said, I've been sick. I thought I wasn't going to get well, but he healed my body, and I got a story to tell. Say yes. Say yeah. God is calling us to prayer. It's time for us to pray. If we pray, we'll stay. And if we'll fast, we'll last. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to be worn out by the devil. I know he got tricks, and he try every week. He's just gnawing at me, and he's just clawing at me. But I say, I'm not entertaining it, because no weapon. I'm not entertaining it. I keep my eyes on the prize. I forget those things that are behind me. He said, forget what's behind you? Yes. Forget those things. What is a thing? A thing is a noun. And some of them got names. Some of them are people. I need to forget them that are behind. Y'all don't hear me here. And reach forth to what is before me and press. Anybody pressing? I guarantee if you're pressing, you'll get the blessing. Come on and say yes. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, if you're pressing, you're sure to get the blessing. God will bless you. I wish I had somebody that knew God is in the blessing business. Somebody say yes. You can't come in God's presence and not get blessed. He said, in his presence is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. Do I have anybody that say, I've been with the Lord? Look at me now. I used to be down, but now I'm up. I used to be discouraged, but I feel good now that all things work together for the good of them that love God. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about you, that whatever going on in your life, that all these things are working in your favor. I don't know how, but I know it's working. Come on and shout yes here and give God some praise. Anybody here love the Lord? Anybody here know the Lord? Then whatever you might be going through, don't you worry about it, because God will fight your battle. Come here, Jehoshaphat. In 2 Chronicles 20, the Bible said he told Jehoshaphat, he said, this battle is not yours. It belongs to me. I don't want you to fight here. I want you to worship here. I don't want you to fight here. You don't have to throw a blow. I just want you to sing. Do I have anybody that say, I'm willing to sing? If you fight my battle, I'm willing to worship. Come on and say yes. If you fight my battle, I lift up my hands. If you fight my battle, I'll open up my mouth and give you some praise. Somebody say yes. We're always in a battle, so we always ought to worship. Come on and shout yes. Shout yes. I know he's all right. Do you know he's all right? I said, do you know he's all right? Come on, if you know he's all right, you ought to stand on your feet and shout, I know he's all right. How you know he's all right? Because I tried him and he made a way. Because I prayed and he heard me. I feel like David. In my distress, I called on the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me. Snatch me out of trouble. Snatch me out of sickness. Snatch me out of pain. Delivered me from all my fears. There were some things coming against me, but the Lord picked me up. Turned my life around. Somebody say yes. Because every time I turn around, the Lord, said the Lord, keeps on blessing me. Say yes, say yes. I may not know three things. Tell your neighbor, I may not know two things. But one thing I know, I know he's all right. Do you know he's all right? I said, do you know?